Yes. So he said before he portrays the struggle between Malchei Yisrael and between Yisrael, Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Umas Olam. There were two dreams. One dream, the Malchus of Umas Olam looked like animals, and that was Klal Yisrael as a human being versus Umas Olam as Balei Chayim. And that's what he said over here, that you can't fight them on their turf. Because tachlis, a person is somebody who is weaker than an animal, and if you try to fight the animal by fist fighting, you're going to lose. So you have to tap into Kvech Adam. Like the marshal, like an Adam, when he fights a tiger, he doesn't fight by wrestling a tiger, he fights by going around the tiger, by trapping him and so on. There was a second dream. In the second dream, the Malchus come as a person. So he saw a person, the head was made of gold, the body, the torso of silver, the thighs of copper, and the feet of clay. So Umas Olam also had a Tzuras Adam. Ein koch levatel koch elu dal maches rak adishoma, chazoi havis adis gazart even, di lobby adayin. So the pasuk says the statue was standing there. It had a shape of a person, and then a big stone came rolling and toppled the statue. So that means the statue is Umas Olam as Tzuras Adam, and that's a much harder battle than Umas Olam as Balei Chayim, because you can't pull anymore the inyan of a person. Fighting an animal is smarter than the animal, and he can use human wisdom to do an end run around the animal, but rather he needed to, he was fighting a person. So just like a hunter, one person fighting another person, something else is going to have to fall into place. So the pasuk says there was a stone. A stone came running down, came tumbling down, and it knocked the statue down. And the statue is each one a different part of it. Ube Medrash. Even ze Yaakov. Dichsiv mishom roya even Yisrael. Upiris ne. Kile goydel akoyach sheish dal malchis elu. She nasa shemes boch leil dal malchis koyach adam. Because the dal malchis, each one together have a certain koyach adam. Asha la adam nasa shemes boch leil mem sholok moshiz vaya. So the koyach in Klal Yisrael that's able to stand up against Umas Olam when they have a Tzuras Adam is Yaakov Avinu Dafke. And Yaakov is called an Evin. V'dovaze inyan amoik moid mashkoch Yaakov nikra koyach Evin. That's a very, very deep nekuda. Ki Yaakov yesh lo koach kodosh nivdol. Now, I want to talk about this nekuda because it's a very central nekuda in the Maral in a lot of places. The word kodesh nivdal and kodesh not nivdal, and it's a central nekuda here. Let's understand it. A person, a human being as a balchai. Let's take a person that's surah of a balchayim, likes to eat, likes to drink, likes to lay in the sun, other things. That's in as much as a person and a balchai share a common mitzvah. And in that case, that's the first picture he had of Umas Olam being stronger animals than we are. There's a second darga where a person has finer nekudos, a finer content that expresses itself in his mitzvah. For instance, the sense of beauty, of aesthetics, the idea that a person likes a fine painting, music, fine literature, those are all things that are definitely beyond animals. It's a different mitzvah. But it still is within the context of the mitzvah of a balchai. In other words, I can say it's definitely much more elevated for whatever reasons. sipping wine from a fine crystal glass does seem to be more elevated than gulping beer from a big can. I don't know why, but it is Baruch. It's seen as such, and it is something to it. A person who's has a fine sense of music is somehow more chashuv than a person whose hanah in life is steak and potatoes. But it's within the same realm. In other words, it's within a metzias that is semi-Adam, semi-not-Adam. It's what we would call... At some dark, I don't want to use the word kedusha, but I would say the word ruchnius mishutefes. It's a common denominator, ruchnius, partially more than a bal chai, partially within the context of bal chai. That is, so for instance, let's give a mashal. A bal chai is also attracted to different colors. To different colors attract bal chayim, but it's very unsophisticated. Certain birds will like yellow, blue, green, dots, stripes. Adam has a much more complex sense of it, but I can't say it is completely separate from it. A third darga, for instance, there are things that chesed does not have any common denominator with the bal chai of the person. Just doesn't somehow have that connection. Kedusha, precious, das in its finest sense. All of these are in Yanim that we would call them, the Maral Zosh is Nivdal. They don't share a common denominator with the other in Yanim. So we have a third darga, which is something that is bichlal not of the same. Let's take a parallel to this in Yanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash has three areas, one inside the other. The outermost perimeter in the Chutzah, you have the Mizbeach. Mizbeach, you take live balachayim, you shech them, there's blood, there's meat, there's fat. It's be'etzem a world of balachayim. And it's a tikkun for it, but that's what it is. The heichal, the kodesh, has in itself menorah, toiris, lechem. It's a much finer version. It's a kedushadik version of the world around. It is elements, toiris and shemen and lechem, are physical elements. They're not different, but they are refined versions of it. So that would be the second diagram, that would be Kilu Kedusha. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is Bechlal not part of Beis HaMikdash. It's never ever entered, except for once a year. It's cut off completely, it's not Taifas Makom. It's not really even Makom Avoida. It's a Makom that is Keilu completely distinct from everything around it. That's the Kodesh Kedoshim. So the Koyach Pnimi of Chalal Yisrael is that Koach. And it also relates to the Koach Ri'avos. Avraham Avinu is Chesed. Of all the Midos, Chesed is a Midah that is of a worldly nature. You give food, you give shelter, so on. A more Pnimistic is Avoda. And Torah is something that's completely Nivdol from other Nyanim. Maybe we'll speak about it a little bit more later. But like upon him, Yaakov's Koach is called Eben, because he's a Kodesh Nivdal. And you see it in Shemoneh Esra. The first bracha of Avis is Keneged Avram. The second bracha of Gvuros is Keneged Yitzchak. The third bracha of Kedusha is Keneged Yaakov. The word Kedusha doesn't really define something positive. Kedusha is something that's Nivdal. Rashi says the word Kodesh is anytime you find something that's Mufish from Arias. Anything, Kedusha means not of the rest, not associated with the rest. That's really what Kedusha is. It's a positive thing defined by what it's not. So Yaakov says, V'kedishos Kedush Yaakov, V'ein laharech kan, U'mekoyach malos le'akedusha, U'mevatel koach elo malchis. U'lekach nikri even, K'lechsiv, Misham rei even yisobach makam acha. This is called even, why? K'doy medova hanivdo le'even. A stone is something that affects others, but it's not affected. Let me explain this mashal a little bit. A person is let's say, is with peers. A person is with people in yeshiva, and people look down at him. People don't like him. People think ill of him. a person feels very affected by it. These are the people that are his society. These are people, they're of his nature. And if they look askance at it, it bothers him. That's the typical social interaction. A person, let's say, walks out onto the street, and a person meets people that are, in his mind, cultured and civilized society. So even if it's not his chevra, and the fact that they think he's crazy for eating kosher is not really mechatesa, but he's somewhat affected by it because it is of the same kind. These are people, they're not Jews, but they're people. I look at them as kosher, as civilized, as tzuras adam. And if they think that I'm crazy, it bothers me. I'm affected by it because there is some common denominator. Let's say I were to walk down, the street in the dregs of town, and somebody comes over and offers me a crack, and I say no, thank you, and they start laughing that I'm crazy. I don't take it. I'm not going to be insulted. I mean, I'd be quite scared, but I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to feel, oh, yeah, I'm going to come home and say, you know, I felt really, really humiliated. They think that I'm just not, you know, I'm insulting at Surah Sodom. I'm not going to think like that because I don't see them as Surah Sodom. I don't see any common denominator. They don't share the same universe of humanity that I see as humanity. So it's the second category that's the problematic category, where there's some sharing of a sense of humanity. So, Marshall, let's take a tfisa of people in Yiddishkeit. I'll give you a Marshall, and I want you to understand the Marshall carefully. Reb Shlomo Zalfel Hirsch wrote a tremendous amount of works for German Jewry, and he was starting with the following. It was basically a huge Kirov project. It was one of the biggest Kirov projects in history. People were Germans, and they were by technically Jews, and he needed to draw them to Yiddishkeit. So a lot of the focus and the style is, let's take inyanim that all humanity recognizes chashuv, and let's see that we're better at it. The sense of chesed, the sense of caring, the sense of common morality. And yes, Torah is much stronger, much sharper, much better, and so on and so forth. That is the Musa, the Divrei Hisayrus, the Musa that he spoke to his dar, and it affected a tremendous change. So the problem is that if that's the only Nakuda that motivates you, there are some things that the Goyim will simply not understand. Somebody has a crippled person in his house who's begging to go to shul on Shabbos, there's no Erev, and you can't go, and he has to sit home all Shabbos, every Shabbos. There's no way to understand that within Galatia Musagim. It has a limitation that somewhere along the line, you are affected by what they think of you. You don't, because there's what you share, and that's where a person is affected. If, on the makom, that a person has a completely different world, in a sense that there's an akuda and klaisol, it's not only that we are more ruchni, but our ruchnius is in a different planet, then a person is not affected. Omas olam have a tzad that's pure animal, and that tzad, as long as we have a adam, tzuris adam, that's enough to overcome it. But umas olam also come together as tzuris adam. The Gemara says there's metukanim shivahem. The Gemara says afilu lekim metukanim shivahem. There is a musik of metukanim shivahem. There's a yafta lekim leyefes. There is civilization, culture, morality, values, things that umas ha'olam have that are of a positive nature or a mixture at best. But in cholayfin, it has, against that, a Yisrael is also affected. Unless there's an akuda in him that is completely unaffected. And let's try to understand that concept of Evan and Ofer. The stones are Ofer. Ofer is the thing that is the most malleable part of the Bria. Adam and Ofer are things that are moved, shifted, take on whatever shape you impress on it. That is by definition, the thing that is least nivdal. If we're looking for the qualities of nivdal, Ofer is the most not nivdal you could possibly be. It is affected. Everything that walks on it, everything that stands on it, everything that burrows in it, affects it. A stone is a type of offer that is pressed together, and it is completely unaffected by things around it. The hardest thing in the world that we know is a diamond. It's a type of stone. These are things that completely are oblivious to the world around it. You can step on it, you can push it, you can pull it. It does not affect it. The quality of Nisham Roya Evan Yisrael means that Yaakov Avinu has an akuda in himself that is Evan, and he's not affected by anything because he's not of the same thing. It translates. That which is Kadosh Nivdal is like an Evan. It's here, but it's oblivious. Push it, pull it, trot on it, it's not affected. So Kachoma hu mispoil. Chomer, things that are physical realities, things that are that are matter, are affected. Mispoil means to be affected by something. Avul hanivdol, that which is beyond, it's not of the same kind. Ena mispoil. Rak hu poil ba'acha ve'ena mekabel hispailus. He affects the other one, but is not affected at all. Let's give another mashal. Again, it's good, it's helpful. When you look at different mashalim, you get the idea, because the idea here is always, it's a little bit of a lofty idea. Let's say a person is a teacher. The imperfect teacher is affected by the student. In other words, if the student is not in the mood to learn, he's not in the mood to teach. If the student gets belligerent, he gets upset. If the student is nasty, he gets angry. Angry, I mean, in a personal way. So it's a tug of war. It's like when they have in mineralogy, when you take two stones and you want to know which is hotter, you rub them one against another. Whichever one has the scratch is the softer one. That's the call. You either impose a mark or receive a mark, one or the other. So if a particularly smart and nasty student will find the point of weakness in the teacher and know where to hit him personally. That's really the most effective way of making a teacher ineffective, is hitting him on the place where you got him personally involved, where you affected him. The perfect teacher, in a sense, will be looking at the student, he'll be evaluating it, but he's not responding. He's not affected by the taunt, by the attitude. He doesn't get affected by the student. So then he's a kulo mashpia. It's one or the other. It's a struggle between mispoil and poel b'acha. So an evan is something that is not chom is mispoil of the nivel enay mispoil. Rakhu poel b'acha v'nekar esfiles. Ulechein nikri Yaakov Evan, ki ha-Evan eina mispoil, ki chozak me'oid v'pol b'acha. Lekach ha-Tero le'nichtu ba'aluv shal zov v'kesev rak al-Evan. Torah wasn't written on gold or silver, but on stone. Because Torah is meant to be the point that is not affected, but affects everything else. Torah is not affected by the world around its sensibilities, its understandings, its values. It is there, and it imposes itself on everything else. That's why Yaakov was oiches b'rag Esav, ki regel dovek b'hedek moshe b'arnu. So let me explain this a little more about Yaakov we're talking about. The reason why Yaakov was specifically connected to Torah is because what makes a person, let's take again a social example. A person who has no real ideology or philosophy cannot be divorced from society. In other words, if society feels this is right, and the person himself has no kelim for determining what is right, what is wrong, then the natural inclination is to follow along. Or if somebody's got issues, he just goes against it. But going against it is also because of issues. It's not because be'etzem there's a thought out in halach over here where I see it differently. even if the person can think out, but if his thought process and his understanding is weak, he'll be affected by what's around him. But if the person himself has an ideology, if the person himself has understanding, and a very clear understanding, and I see it like this, so then he's not affected. Because, I mean, this is what I am. The only time you can really say this is what I am is when you have some sort of havana and tfisa, that this is your tfisa, this is your understanding. And if you don't have it, then you're bal karcha. Then you are affected by everything. So only Yaakov Avinu, that's kineged Torah, had in himself that mahalach. I guess I want to just bring out a nekuda very lemaisa here. Most of the nisyonos in life that you will be facing, thank God they don't toast people anymore for believing in Hashem. That's gone. And you can think all you want in Krishna all day long. That, you know, even if the guy is standing you're standing by a fire and the guy says jump and you say Shema Yisrael, at least it doesn't seem that that's going to be any of our nisyonos. The real nisyonos are going to be, we're going to go out in the world around us. And if the person has any sensitivities, he's affected. It's very hard to sit on a lunch with everybody else eating lunch and talking business, and you're sitting sipping the 18th Diet Coke. You're just a gvul, and you feel like an idiot. For the umpteenth time, you explain to a woman that we don't shake hands. And at some point, you just feel that you look like an idiot in their eyes. That is really where most of the nisyonos are. Most of the nisyonos are going to be where people, where the world will affect us because we are affected by them. When a person has a very strong sense of Torah as being his core metzias, then the world around, it doesn't have, there's no point of intersection. He might say, do I have to go to, it's important to go to the dinner because it's business, not important. But the sense of being affected by the world around you doesn't exist. And that's the inner core, Umas Olam strike Klal Yisrael in two ways. The first way was the way we spoke yesterday, where they strike Klal Yisrael as Balechayim striking Yetzirus Adam. And for that, understanding that Yetzirus Adam is what gets you over it. But even in Yetzirus Adam, there's a point that Umas Olam is going to strike. The Umas Olam together form a civilization. There is civilization. There are people. They have values. They have beauty. There's things like that. And you're stuck. And you're like an idiot. The only way that you can get around it is if you have a strong sense of self. Learning is something in its broad sense is, I understand a world of Torah. This is a planet. I live on that planet. That planet doesn't intersect with them. They don't understand, they don't know, they'll never know. That's the koch of Klal Yisrael Negev Umas Olam, where Umas Olam have Tzuras Adam, and we have to be Kadosh Nivdal. We have to be like a stone, and they're like Ofer. That's the Midah of Yaakov, and that's what he's talking about over here. Okay, we'll hold it here.